Hello there. I'm Deacon Gary Stone, and I've been invited to share with you Pope Leo's prayer intention for November, and it's for the prevention of suicide. Now, I'm sure all of us watching this have been affected by suicidality in our lives, either as someone who has felt suicidal, or as someone who has been concerned for a loved one, or as someone grieving the death of someone who has completed a suicide. I spent my whole adult life in the army and the police, where we have had significant suicidality. And for the last 12 years, I've been intensively engaged in suicide prevention and promotion of well-being through the ministry of our Veterans Care Association. Pope Leo has said, "Let us pray that those who are tempted to commit suicide might find the life support, care and love that they need in their communities and be open to the beauty of life." Friends, we are being asked by the Pope not just to pray, but to act intentionally. Each one of you listening can assist in this as first responders. Having studied this phenomenon of suicidality, while in one sense it's very complex, it invariably involves a loss of hope or purpose in life. It might also involve shame or guilt or a sense of betrayal or abandonment by others. Many of these people might be isolating or disengaged. Well, we can assist in all these areas. My lived experience is that we need to be boldly proactive and seek out those that are struggling in life. Trusting in the Spirit's presence in us, we can share our care and concern for them. And at an appropriate time, ask them gently, "Have you been having suicidal thoughts? Do you have a plan? Do you have the means to go through with this?" If the answer is yes, we need to be lovingly present to them and offer to companion them on their journey. While their thinking might be clouded by the negative, we can offer them immediately a positive response by saying something like, "I love you. I want to help you find hope, find a life-giving purpose, forgiveness, or whatever you need to see you experience a greater fullness of life." In due course, you could be someone who can learn to save the lives of others. Would you like to help others like yourself? Can I say a prayer with you? I attest that this simple formula has led to the saving of lives of more than 1,000 veterans in recent years. Obviously, follow-up and engagement with specialists should follow, both for yourself and for the person with suicidality. By this caring intervention, may strike a spark of hope and bring light into someone's darkness. Friends, let us all be missionaries of hope and care and concern. Be not afraid to ask or show concern, but trust in the Spirit of Jesus in you to continue to light the path to another person's recovery. In this spirit, please join me now in prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Loving God, we bring before you those that struggle with suicidal ideation and those of their family and friends that also struggle. Please give us the insight and courage to be the ones that sense their need and offer them life-giving support, care and love that they need. We pray that they find in us a caring community and be open to the beauty of life. We pray too for all carers, clinicians and pastoral ministers that work in this space. Sustain us in love, joy and hope, that we may be truly your missionary disciples. Bless us, O Lord, in the name of the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. May peace be with you all, and peace go out from you. Thanks be to God.